One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what do you get when you mix a family seeped in black magic with an endless series of unsettling paranormal experience? A whole lot of creepy, that's what.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4800. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. Press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our episodes. You ever wish your family was steeped in black magic, Todd?
Oh, no, I'm glad it's not.
Like, oh yeah, what's going on? Well, they're really into black magic. I decided, I'm going to go more of the white magic and do more David Copperfield-esque stuff rather than the, putting spells on things. But I guess it happens out there. That would be an interesting way to grow up with, mom casting spells on stuff and dad being a warlock and everybody just living in the basement and nobody's above the ground in the house. It's kind of empty upstairs. At least that's how I picture the family of black magic living.
The weirdest thing I've ever had somebody say to me was, I'm a warlock, right? And he was the weirdest individual in the world.
Yeah.
And I was creeped out for a long time about that person because I had done an investigation at a location where he was like part owner and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And so you walk away going, okay, is this going to be a good thing or a bad thing?
At what point do you decide you want to be a warlock? I mean, is that like a goal from childhood, or is that just kind of kick in later where it's like, you know what, I think I'm going to do the warlock thing?
And I don't know, you know, because people who practice witchcraft, I don't know, are men just automatically warlocks in that situation? I don't know.
I mean, I know so.
Some people that do practice, but yeah. He's the only person that's ever told me he was a warlock.
Have you ever heard Carol's story?
No.
Carol dated a warlock like in college.
What?
Yes, back in her younger, druggier days. She's like, yeah, she's talked about it on the show. It wasn't like a very long relationship, but she went out with somebody who also professed to be a warlock.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did he wear all the garb and stuff like that?
I don't know the answer to that question. I think they got to ask her that. But
We're going to have to do that at some point.
Yeah, next time you're talking with her, that would be a good question. Just bring him. So tell me the warlock story. Yeah, she's got it. It's I don't know if it is. I think that is just a male witch. I don't know. I'm not trying to insult the warlock community.
Correct.
I just don't know.
Because otherwise they'll put spells on you. Exactly. And you'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm good. I don't need any more spells. I don't need more spells. I think I already got enough on me. But I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. But I guess if you're practicing, you know, basically Wiccan type things and you're male, which you can do, then maybe you get that title. I don't know. Put it on a business card. That'd be an interesting one.
Like you're a warlock. You walk around with the garb and all that kind of stuff, right? And you're all, but you're handing out business cards.
You're also a State Farm agent. So it's State Farm and it says warlock right below it. Like, what is this? Like a misprint? No, it's my weekend hobby.
Can you imagine like you could like put spells on people so they have to buy your coverage?
Exactly. That's a great idea. You know, you might want some more homeowners coverage here this week.
Yeah, I'm just saying you may want to, you know,
saying
double up on it.
It's going to be a flood warning coming. And I know you're not in a floodplain, but guess what? Yeah, you're going to want this. Trust me. Yeah, that'd be an interesting selling point for insurance. I never thought about combining warlock and State Farm.
And if not, you should.
Like a good neighbor, warlocks are there. Yeah.
And then the sound effect of like thunderclaps, you know?
That'd be great. 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost story with us. Let's hear this one. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Ivan. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I just recently started listening to this podcast. Not really a podcast listener, but in any event, I'm Hispanic, and years ago when I was younger, my mom, God rest her soul, used to have, I guess you could say, psychic abilities. She could predict things, but in any case, she passed away several years ago, and since then, I've been noticing some weird things, but I really don't know what's going on. So, I have a family. I have a wife and two kids, and we've lived in, say, four different residences so far. And one was in Camden, New Jersey, and we used to hear footsteps upstairs when nobody was up there. Never thought too much of it, but stayed that way. We just asked ourselves, you know, did you hear that? That kind of thing. We all look at each other like, yes, we did. We moved into the next house. We had the same problem. My wife used to feel a presence on the steps following her. We found out later on that the lady who owned the house, her son had been shot, and he spent the rest of his days in that house, and he eventually passed away there. She said she used to feel like an evil presence, like if something was pressing down on her shoulders. So again, you know, we left that house, moved into the next house, which was actually like maybe four doors down, and again, we felt the presence in the hallway. Upstairs, we would hear somebody walking around upstairs in the bedroom when we were downstairs, rather, and we would hear somebody coming down the steps, and she would always feel something. As a matter of fact, the last day that I was there, I was downstairs cleaning up, washing the dishes, getting ready to move out, when the window mysteriously blew out and flew all the way across the room and landed on the other side of the room. I went to the window. I went outside. It wasn't too windy, so I couldn't explain how the window blew that far. But I was like, okay, you know, the hair stood up on my arms, and I got the hell out of there. A couple days, the first day that we moved into the residence where we're at now, we moved in during the day, and then that night is when we physically moved in. We have, at that time, we had three cats. Two of the cats ran upstairs, and one cat, Stinky, we couldn't find him for a while. When we did find him, he was hiding in the basement. He did not want to come back upstairs. To this day, he's constantly looking at the steps. My wife claims to see a shadow figure walking. She's noticed it downstairs. She's noticed it upstairs. It's mainly in the hallway. The cats, when they come upstairs, they run through the hallway before they come into the room. And I've felt things, but I've never actually seen anything. But we're starting to feel as though it's something that follows us around. And that's basically, you know, my story. There are other things that have occurred with us. My wife, not my wife, my daughter, actually, at the previous house, ran out of the bathroom naked because she's seen a woman dressed in all black outside of the bathtub. She literally ran out of the bathroom. It took us about a month and a half, maybe, to get her to go back into the bathroom on her own. We're not paranormal investigators, but we've been to places like Gettysburg Battlefield. We've been to Fort Mifflin and here in Philadelphia, which I believe we did bring something home from that place. I had something on video that I caught as I was running around with my cell phone. I didn't see anything physically, but several months later, I happened to look at the footage, and you can hear in the background, sounds like somebody's being whipped and somebody screaming. And then at the very end of the video, you hear someone say, "One way in, one way out." To this day, I don't remember anyone being in there with us. So I don't think that it was an actual person, but I have yet to figure that one out. We've been to Burlington County Prison, where my daughter took a picture, and we were in the gallows, where several people got hung there, and we picked up on her phone what looked to be someone in a hood, but we're not too sure. We showed it to a couple of people, and they thought that it was a that it was nothing. So, like I said, I don't know. We're not paranormal investigators, but, you know, we are interested, and I do believe in the afterlife, so I don't know. But in any case, that said, I don't usually don't listen to podcasts, but I am into that kind of thing, and just wanted to know what you thought about that. Oh, and by the way, I am Hispanic. Puerto Rican, to be exact. And again, my mom used to deal with what's called Santeria, but before it was all said and done, she was dealing with Brujeria, which is basically black magic. She didn't die to me, I thought she died a horrible death. She ended up having a stroke at the age of 51, passed away at 53, suffered in those couple of years that she was alive. And I believe that when you mess with things like that, you're messing with evil spirits. That's my story. Plenty more stories. I have to tell you stories from my mom that she used to tell me. But again, that's basically what I wanted to say. Thank you.
So that's why we don't practice Santeria. Lesson learned.
Wow, what a story. First, again, sorry for the loss of your mother. That always hits home with me when someone loses someone. You know, he says he's not a paranormal investigator, but it seems like he's done a little, you know, investigating on his own and seems to have picked some stuff up. You know, if they continue to have experiences in their family and it seems to be following them around, I would still say throw out a recorder, put your phone recorder out something, ask a few questions, find out what might be hanging around, and then there is the power of always saying, listen, we know you're here. You're scaring us. We're not appreciative of any of this. Please stop. And I really do feel that as human beings, we do have the power to stop that kind of stuff if it's bothering us, real or not. I think that does a lot for one's conscience and one's spirit to kind of put a stop to it on their own. The Fort Mifflin story is interesting because I have friends who have investigated there and picked up things again. where if they remember properly, there was nobody there. And yet you get footsteps, you get voices, you get all that kind of stuff. So I'm not surprised that he picked up some stuff on an amateur level there, but certainly in the home, if you feel like you're being attacked in any way, shape or form, or being visited and you just don't want it, I believe we have the power to kind of keep that stuff away and look for a little help. You can go to a crystal shop and ask, hey, what crystals can I put around my house to ward off negativity, spirits, all that kind of stuff. They will tell you what crystals will work in your home. And maybe even depending on the location you go to, they might have a couple of other suggestions using salt and some other things that you can find. Saging your house is always a possibility as well. So I hope that turns out. These stories, I end up with so many questions that I want to ask.
Yeah.
Like, what was it like having a mom who practiced that stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, what was it like during that time? What was she like? Did you see changes in her over time and all that kind of stuff? Damn it, I want to ask these questions.
I know, there's a lot of questions to ask on a lot of this.
And also a cat named Stinky. I made a note about that too. I like that name.
I like the cat named Stinky. Yeah. I do like that a lot. There's a lot of questions of what was going on. And when you have a family member that's practicing those things, what are they like? Are they trying to like have stuff hang around you when they're gone? Are they like trying to go, hey, maybe protection spells, or if they're really not nice people, maybe they're putting curses on you. I'm not saying that his mom was doing that, but I suppose you could attempt that if you're a really shitty person.
Well, and also, I mean, I've heard stories too of people who practiced stuff like that, and when they're gone, it kind of passes on to the family unknowingly.
Yeah, like, it's like a timeshare.
Yes. and like with timeshares, it can be a hell of a thing to try and get rid of it. So
that should be like one of those commercials you hear. Like, are you stuck in a timeshare? We can help. Like, are you stuck with a demon that your evil mother brought upon your family? We can help.
And
you could do like a joint thing, timeshares and demons.
You can do both. Yes. Yes.
We can help.
Absolutely.
Another $1 million business idea. Right there.
Right from Tony Bruschi, exactly. And he's asking for none of the cut on it. He's just giving that out there.
Yeah. Do a demon away service and sell and get people out of timeshares at the same time. You're going to be changing people's lives left and right.
If you owe the IRS money, don't pay now. Call us.
Yes. And they can be IRS resolution folks too. Yes.
There you go. Yes.
Yes. Because the IRS has just passed the, what is it they always say in the commercial? It's like some sort of like thing that's not even real, but they're right. Like,
do you know how many times I've wanted to call that number? Please help me.
I've always been afraid. Like, I'm good right now, but I got audited several years back, and at that time, I was actually doing the voiceover for several of those ads.
They should have just did it for you for free.
I know, on Sirius XM, you could hear me doing. I have people like going, "Are you doing the IRS ad?" Like, yeah, that's me. All right, there we go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all of that fun stuff, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
With that kind of money, you could go big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save big time.
For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time.
For water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with Ultra Titanium Alloy Metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time.
For water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with Ultra Titanium Alloy Metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time.
For water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. Skill Bridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.